The Israeli cabinet held an emergency meeting after the most serious attack by Hezbollah since Israel pulled out of Lebanon 6 years ago. Hezbollah guerrillas ambushed an Israeli patrol on the Lebanese border, and then an Israeli tank was blown up as it crossed into Lebanon to search for the two soldiers taken hostage. 8 soldiers were killed, and Israel is furious. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the attack was an act of war, and there would be a painful response. Sources say the cabinet approved airstrikes against Hezbollah facilities and Lebanese infrastructure with the stated aim of removing the Hezbollah threat from the northern border. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev.
But it must be clear, Hezbollah is part of the Lebanese government. They are part of the ruling coalition there. And the government of Lebanon is both responsible and accountable for what has happened. This is an act of international aggression by one state against another.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said the attack was justified. Nasrallah demanded that Israel open negotiations on a prisoner swap. Israel refused, just as it has rejected Palestinian demands to release prisoners in exchange for a soldier kidnapped on the Gaza border 2.5 weeks ago. Israeli forces have been pounding Gaza since then, and now the conflict has spread to a second front in Lebanon. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.